Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Recently, the BRCA1 gene has been in the news as celebrities are opting for preventive double mastectomies and hysterectomies to prevent cancer if they find out that they have this mutation of this gene. And my guest is Harvard-trained integrative physician and gynecologist, Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gottfried. Now, please just give us a little quick working definition of what the BRCA genes are.
Sure. Well, Melanie, the BRCA genes are basically these genes that control your risk of breast and ovarian cancer. So it's actually a tumor suppressor gene. You want to find out if you have the normal gene or if you have the variant, the defective gene.
And how does this affect your risk of cancer? So if you are somebody who has a family history, then this would be something you want to find out?
That's right. So generally, it's recommended that if you have two first-degree relatives with breast cancer or ovarian cancer, you want to get genetic counseling to figure out if this is a test that you want to have. What we know is that there's many different BRCA genes. It's not like it's just one or two. The type that Angelina Jolie has gave her a risk of 87% of an increased risk of breast cancer.
So when you get that kind of somebody tells you that you have an 87%, then you go through all the emotional ups and downs of having a double mastectomy, this prophylactic thing. Does that then decrease your risk of cancer down to what?
Well, it decreases your risk of cancer. We're still trying to figure out the what. So we know that you can't remove 100% of the breast tissue. It's just inevitable that you're going to have some cells left behind. So you don't reduce your risk 100%, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 95 to about 99%.
Okay, so this is a very expensive test, Dr. Gottfried. It is not covered by insurance. What do you do? I mean, there's one company that owns this test, the patent on this test. It's being looked at by the government recently, so we'll find out if that's going to stick. But is this test the only option? And what do you do? I mean, how do you find out if you should have this test?
Well, what you do is you really want to have good counseling. And we've got fantastic centers all across the U.S. where you can get counseling to determine if this test is a good idea for you. But you're right. It's very expensive. It costs about $4,600. And there's one company that has a patent on the test. Now, that's led to a lot of controversy, as you might imagine. In fact, the American Civil Liberties Union is looking into this particular company that owns the patent just to determine, is this right?
Well, I mean, we you and I are not here today to answer if that is right, even though I don't feel that it is. I mean, this is a genetic test, and you can't own a gene, or, you know, maybe you can patent the way this test is done, but then let it out to the open because this could save a lot of lives. So this is a really slippery slope right here. So who should go see a genetic counselor? You said if you have one or two more family members. Is there any other options to this?
Right now, we don't have other options in terms of doing the breast cancer gene testing. But there's some other tests that I think are still valuable. You know, Melanie, we're heading in the direction of what's called personalized medicine, which means that within about 2-3 years, we're all going to have the ability to test our DNA, including the BRCA genes, and it's going to get less expensive over time. So this is something we're going to have to deal with, even though this one company is monopolizing the patent on the test. So who should be tested? You want to test high-risk people. You want to test people who have, as you said, two first-degree relatives, or if you have one first-degree relative who got breast cancer at an early age, that would be another situation where you want to talk to a genetics counselor.
Okay, so now what happens if you find out that you are the person who has this mutation of the gene? Then you have to kind of go around this in your head, whether or not you want to have a full hysterectomy, double mastectomy. You're a gynecologist, Dr. Gottfried. What do you counsel your patients?
Well, this is one of those situations where I think you really need to have a good partnership, a good collaborative relationship with your doctor to make these decisions, because you shouldn't be in the situation of having to make them on your own. I can tell you, I have a lot of patients who have tested positive for either the BRCA1 or the BRCA2 gene, and it's not as simple as yes, no. You know, for some people, for instance, having their breasts removed, they want to wait until they've finished having babies. And certainly, before having your ovaries removed, you would want to wait until you're finished completing your family. But I can also tell you, Melanie, I've got someone in my family who's positive for one of these genes, and she had so much stress and anxiety going through regular testing, having MRIs of her breast every 6 months, having so many breast biopsies, and the anxiety associated with that, that it was a relief for her to go through the prophylactic surgery. So I really feel like this is an individual's decision together with their doctor.
You know, for a lot of certainly children's things, ear infections, we do this watch and wait. But this isn't really like that. You can't just sort of watch and wait, because a woman, we worry enough anyway, Dr. Gottfried, about every little thing, that this would be just one more thing. What about some of the prevention, like chemo prevention? You know, are these other kinds of options viable for women?
Definitely, definitely. I don't want women to think that the only option is to remove your breasts and remove your ovaries. I think it's important to back up and look at some of these other ways of preventing cancer. I had a conversation with Dr. Susan Love, who's one of the world experts on breast cancer, and she said something very powerful to me. She said, we used to think of breast cancer as being this daughter cell that you would have. You would have this cell that turned into breast cancer, and it would divide into further daughter cells, and then that would turn into a lump over time, or you would find it on a mammogram. We don't think that anymore. What we think is that we all have cancerous cells all the time. What matters is whether you have a good neighborhood in your body. So how do you create a good neighborhood? Well, you make sure that you master your sleep. You reduce inflammation. You eat the right foods. You limit how much alcohol you have, because we know more than 3 to 6 servings of alcohol increases your risk of breast cancer. So I think it's important to look at this good neighborhood idea.
Well, and that's a great idea, because that healthier lifestyle and reducing inflammation, you know, kind of keeping an eye on how you treat your body is all going to contribute to a cancer cell having, you know, a better place to grow. Now, these genetic tests, do they go in your medical records? Can they affect anything, insurance companies deciding, job applications, anything?
Well, fortunately, the government has been very careful to protect an individual's genetic testing. So you want to make sure that this is completely confidential whenever you have genetic testing done. It should be a separate part of your medical chart that no one has access to, similar to testing that you do for HIV, for instance.
Okay, so these should be technically private private tests, and nobody's really going to find out about them unless you divulge it. So, okay, first step, we find out we have it, we talk to our doctor, such as you, look at the other options out there. What do you tell your patients, Dr. Gottfried, emotionally about dealing with this? Will they still, you know, because I imagine you get the question, will I still be a woman? Now, we only have 30 seconds left, so kind of wrap it up and give us your best advice on this.
Well, I don't think that your breasts determine whether you're a woman. I think what's important is that you really feel like you're living a wholehearted life. And if that means that you have less anxiety about breast cancer, then I would say that helps you. It's an individual's decision.
It's an individual's decision. It does not determine whether or not you are a woman. Make sure you have a good, stable partner. Don't make these decisions on your own, but be informed. That is what it's all about, is being an informed person, the best patient advocate for yourself. Ladies, this is what we have to do. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.